Everyone has bad experiences in their life. And when these bad experiences arise, we have so many questions. We want to know, why is this happening? Why is this happening to me? What have I done to deserve this? It doesn't make any sense. There's no justice in the world. And sometimes our bad experiences repeat themselves. We can have a similar bad experience happen to us over and over again. And we think, why? Why is this bad experience happening to me? And then happening to me again and again. So we need to find answers to these questions. And to do that, we need to understand about actions and their effects, and how it is our past actions that are leading to our experiences in this life. And it is our present actions that will lead to our experiences of happiness and suffering in the future. So in the wonderful chapter entitled Karma, in Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso's book, How to Transform Your Life, Venerable Geshe-la explains to us, karma means actions. The actions of our body, speech, and mind. This subject is very meaningful. Throughout our life, we have to experience various kinds of suffering and problems without choice. This is because we do not understand what actions we need to abandon and what actions we need to practice. If we had this knowledge and put it into practice, there would be no basis for experiencing suffering and problems. So that's why this topic of karma is so important. If we have this understanding and put it into practice, there will come a time when we experience no suffering, no problems. So the law of karma is a special instance of the law of cause and effect, according to which all our actions of body, speech, and mind are causes, and all our experiences are their effects. Every action we perform, so that's every action of body, speech, and mind, every action we perform leaves an imprint or potentiality on our very subtle mind, and each imprint eventually gives rise to its own effect. So how can we understand this? Our mind is like a field. Performing actions is like sowing seeds in that field. Virtuous actions or positive actions sow seeds of future happiness. And non-virtuous actions, we can say loosely, actions that harm others, sow seeds of future suffering. These seeds remain dormant in our mind until the conditions for them to ripen occur, and then they produce their effect. In some cases, this can happen many lifetimes after the original action was performed. So we can understand, for every action we perform, we experience a similar result. This is so kind of Buddha to explain this to us. So when we are loving and kind, when that action ripens in the future, we'll be receiving loving kindness. So Geshe-la gives us another gardening analogy. If a gardener sows a seed of a medicinal plant, a medicinal plant and not a poisonous one will grow. If he or she does not sow any seeds, then nothing will grow. In a similar way, if we perform positive actions, we will experience happy results and not unhappiness. If we perform negative actions, we will experience only unhappy results. And if we perform neutral actions, we will experience neutral results. So then we're given a list of some experiences. This is like looking into a mirror. See if you can find experiences you've had in this list. Then we can know these are like the effects of previous similar actions we've engaged in, where the seeds have remained dormant in our mind, perhaps for many lifetimes, and then when they've met the right conditions, have ripened for us as bad experiences in this life. So we'll look into this mirror of contemplating karma. If we now experience any mental disturbance, it is because at some time in the past we disturbed the minds of others. If we experience a painful physical illness, it is because in the past we caused pain to others, such as beating or shooting them, administering wrong medicines, serving them poisonous food. If we have not created the karmic cause to become ill, it is impossible for us to experience the suffering of physical illness, even if we find ourselves in the midst of an epidemic where everyone else around us is dying. Those who have attained supreme permanent inner peace, for example, never experience physical or mental pain because they've abandoned engaging in harmful actions and purified all non-virtuous potentialities that are the main causes of pain. The main cause of the sufferings of poverty is an action of stealing. The main causes of being oppressed are looking down on, beating or demanding work from people of inferior position, or despising others instead of showing them loving kindness. The main causes of the sufferings of being separated from friends and family are actions such as seducing others' partners or purposefully alienating their friends and the people who work for them. So we can think, for every action we perform, we experience a similar result. Try looking into this mirror of contemplating karma. And think, what action must I have engaged in to experience this similar result? So please don't worry, it isn't you that did the action, it's some past person. Also, why would we have engaged in a hurtful, harmful action? Because our delusions pushed us. So without judgment, more like a diagnosis, we look in the mirror and we think, I have imprints of stealing or imprints of hurting, harming others, of seducing others' partners in my mind. I am going to abandon engaging in these negative actions in this life. From the moment we make that decision, our fortune begins to change and our life begins to be steered in the direction of happiness. So in our Lam Rim prayer that we say at our Kadampa centers often, is this precious verse, the cause of suffering is non-virtuous actions, and the cause of happiness is virtuous actions. Since this is completely true, I will definitely abandon the first and practice the second. This decision changes our life because we're following wisdom.